Good morning. We're continuing Chayadim Klal Dalet Simen He, and we've been talking about the halachas of hair. So, just to give a recap of everything which we've discussed up to this point, so let's do that. So, there are two different halachas we have to talk about when we talk about the halachas of hair. One is what are the chiyuvim of the woman in regards to covering the hair in general, and there's a second halacha which is regards to the halachas of Kriya Shema, Tefillah, Torah. What are the Isurim of Eruv? Like we've been talking about until now, that they're two separate dinim, the chiyuv to cover oneself, and the problem of saying divrei Torah and tefillah b'makom Eruv. So regards to the woman's chiyuv to cover herself, so that's clear that there's a din d'oraisa for a woman to cover her hair, and that's clear in the Gemara that that's referring to some level of a public place. There is a chiyuv d'rabbanan to cover to do more. According to Tosis, that's referring to in the public place, one is allowed to do a covering which has maybe something visible. We don't know exactly how much the kolsa allows to be visible. And Chazal were mechayev to cover totally. And there's going to be an area, a more private place, if it's referring to the house, or to a chotzer where no men are there, or even if some men will come there occasionally, where a woman does not have a chiyuv to cover even the din of the rabbanon. That's according to Tosis. But even according to Tosis, the second halacha still applies, which is that the hair, even was allowed to be uncovered in this area, since in the shuk the hair is supposed to be covered, so it will generate the halacha of erva that the return and kedusha cannot be said in its presence, even in the chatzur. According to the Rambam, there's a chiyuv to cover in the Rishisarabim, the Raisa, one covering, Mirabon, a second covering, and then in the more private places, there's a chiyuv to cover one covering. Is that referring only to the case of the Mavi, or even into the Chotzer, or even into the Bayis? So that's, we've discussed that opinion of the Bach and the Bishmol, even in a Chotzer and a Bayis, there's a chiyuv to cover. Even if you say that the woman does not get a punishment of losing her ksuba, but still, there's still an issur according to this opinion. And that's how the Mishabura understands the opinion of the Rambam, etc. We mentioned the opinion of the Zohar. The Zohar says that there's a chiyuv for a woman to cover her hair, even in the bayis. And the Chasam Sofer says that has become the concept of the minhag oikar halacha. That's the minhag in klai, so therefore that becomes the halachic responsibility of the pasuk like the Zohar. And the Mishabura approaches it with that approach. Now, the second thing we discussed was, is there a halacha of tefach in regards to hair? So, again, this is discussing not regards to the din of Kriya Shema yet. We're talking about that's a din. Does a woman have a right to leave some of her hair uncovered? So we discussed the opinion of the Beis Baruch that he says, that the Gemara never says the halacha of tefach in regards to hair. The Gemara says in regards to basar. The Ramosha said the halacha of tefach applies to hair as well. And different than the din of basar, it's actually more lenient than basar by the person's skin. Even though one is allowed to, there's a din of tefach that does not allow one to uncover themselves. It just means that in regards to Kriya Shema, there's a din of tefach. But when Rashi says that by hair, not only does have a halacha by Kriya Shema that it's not a problem, but you're actually allowed to uncover oneself a share of a tefach. And we discussed, according to Moshe, how you calculate a din of a tefach. We didn't mention that there is another area of hair which is. So we have this debate whether you have such a heter, according to Moshe, you have such a heter. According to other poskim, Mr. Brewer does not follow this opinion. There's no such heter of leaving a tefach uncovered. And according to Moshe, that heter would be true even in Rishus Rabim. That is the din of covering doesn't apply to this din of tefach. We pointed out that Moshe's shear of a tefach is a fairly small area. There is the heter of tzimtzum. The hairs which tend to grow beyond the tzimtzum are not a problem. That would be the hair all the way in the back of the neck, the hair on the sides of the grow in the pagus area of the man. And those type of hairs would have a heter as well. And again, according to the opinion of the Zohar, they would not have such a heter. But arguably, the minhag is in regards to those to be mekel. This is all in discussion in regards to the chiyuv of a woman to cover her hair. Now, the next question is the halachos of Kriya Shema and Tefillah. So the person cannot say Kriya Shema, Tefillah, Divrei Torah, in the presence of hair. Number one. Number two, if the hair is uncovered, so less than a tefach, we have this machlokes between the Beis Baruch and Rav Moshe. Do you have a heter of less than a tefach to allow one to say Divrei Torah in that situation? Then we have the next question is, can we argue the same way the hairs of a psula are not problematic because the derech was to leave them uncovered? If we have society of people which leave their hair uncovered, so then it does not have a din of erva anymore regards to Kriya Shema and Tefillah. That's the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan. But to clarify again, the Aruch HaShulchan never said it's mutter for a woman to leave her hair uncovered. What he said was that the women who do not cover their hair improperly so, it does not have a din of erva regards to Kriya Shema and Tefillah. Now, Rav Moshe Pasens, like the Aruch HaShulchan, the Mishabur does not follow that opinion. We have to define what it means nowadays people leave their hair uncovered. Who's the people? So we're not talking about non-Jewish people because they were doing that maybe all the time. We're talking about secular Jews, probably not also. We're talking about the society that we live in. If the society we live in, if the derech was to leave hair uncovered, which was sadly the reality in Lithuania, that became the reality, so there the Aruch HaShulchan says it's heter. The society that we live in, that we generally define ourselves in, the from society, women cover their hair, that's become now, Baruch Hashem, more standard, it's arguably, there's a strong argument to say that Aruch HaShulchan no longer applies, and we do not have such a heter of the Aruch HaShulchan. So, and Rav Moshe Pasen, like the Aruch HaShulchan, that psak was written from the 1960s, if I recall correctly, where that was the reality, sadly, that many, many from women did not cover their hair. Baruch Hashem, that has changed in America, and I don't think that this heter of the Aruch HaShulchan would be relevant, Lanias Daiti. But even if it would be, again, that's not a heter to do it, it's a heter to say Kriya Shema. If this isn't this Erba Drabonin, the shame Erba is Erba Drabonin, regards to the din of Kriya Shema, so Tzimis and Nayim would work. The Chayam does have a suffix to say that maybe it's a din of Erba Deraisa based on the Psukim, and therefore Tzimis and Nayim would not work. And then you would have to discuss, we discussed before, the person would have to shift their body, and that's not just enough to shift their face, but they would just shift their body and rely on that. So we have covered the different points about the hair. We did say that we'd like to talk about the hair inside the house, what's the proper approach to do, how much has to be covered. We'll do that in upcoming shiur. Meanwhile, have a good day.